Athletic Director Eric Matthews. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
How are you?
What was the trip like coming in this morning?
Well, actually, I just walked in the door. It wasn't great. I'll say that.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of people out. The roads were a little worse off than I thought when I got up this morning and plowed the drive. It didn't seem too bad, but I think getting around this morning would have been problematic for a lot of people to get in, and is just kind of where we're at this part of the year.
Yeah, and when we got here early, it didn't seem to really be snowing or blowing that much, but as I looked out a little while ago, it seemed like it was blowing quite a bit. Now it looks like there's some more snow coming down, too.
Yeah, like I said, I got up this morning and got the driveway all taken care of, and then within another hour, it had it filled back up again and needed to be plowed. So if anybody's out there, I'd slow down, take a little extra time. It's not as it looks okay, but in reality, it's not that great.
Thus, all the school cancellations, among other things, here this morning. All right. Well, lots going on athletically out at Galesburg High School, of course. A lot of basketball coming up, hopefully. Wasn't quite as much over the weekend as we thought there was going to be due to the weather. But tomorrow night, the girls playing host to Alleman in the second round of the Western Big Six Conference. And earlier this season, Coach Massey notched his 900th career victory. And that game, the way it fell, that game happened to be during the Thanksgiving tournament, and it was a game in the field house. And we did, there's a little ceremony afterwards, which was kind of nice, but I guess it sounds like you want to do something kind of more official, maybe. Is that what's going
on? Yeah. You know, when that, and when Evan and I talked about when that might happen, you know, early in the year, it was in the field house, and actually a gentleman from the IBCA was able to be there and present Evan with a golden whistle, which they do normally throughout the state. And, we were able to do something very small, and then we actually recognized Evan that night at one of the games, and still it wasn't, we needed to do it, but at the same time, it didn't feel like it was like a formal affair. So tomorrow we've got something I wanted to do a little bit more. We have an award, a more formal award for him, and and him and I, picked a date. So if there were some people that he would like to have in attendance to kind of spread the word, and so yeah, we're hoping we'll get a decent crowd. We'll see what Mother Nature allows for us to be there, but we'll be able to, I say, formally recognize him in Thiel, in between games. And I think it'll be a little bit more personable for him and to recognize the people that were there. And most of his games, if not all, most of them were done in Thiel, and that's kind of his home. And we should be able to recognize him there in front of that crowd as opposed to the field house crowd.
So. Absolutely. And usually, and again, hopefully the weather cooperates, but Thursday night conference games, you've got the pep band there.
Sure.
Got the cheerleaders and everything. Usually there's a pretty good crowd. Hopefully that'll be the case.
Yeah, and then looking at the weather, I think tomorrow, I think it's going to be cold, but I think, we can deal with cold. Everything else should be okay, and I think we'll have a decent crowd, and we'll be able to formally do something a little bit nicer for Evan and for what he's accomplished this year and for his career, for that matter.
Yeah, I think people need to understand that accomplishment of 900 wins, because there's some great, great coaches that have never come anywhere close to that, 400 wins, 500 wins, maybe 600 is a level that not that many get to. So when you look at the top coaches, boys and girls side, he's top. I know he's top 10, maybe even top 5 overall, and then the girls side at the top 5, definitely.
Yeah, from my understanding, talking with the other assistant coaches, we believe, and we're still getting it, that he's the second most wins in the state for girls basketball. There's one individual up north that has I think around 1,200.
Yeah, Dorothy Gators from Marshall. Yeah.
So I mean, he's right there, and I know he's. I'm not sure where he's at now, but it's nine.
Well, I think 912, I think, or somewhere around there, right? Or 911, something like that.
Yeah, and the way things are going, I mean, who knows how much longer Evan would like to go, but, saying 1,000 isn't...
Not out of the question.
Isn't out of the question by any means. So it's pretty neat. When I was at Farmington, I was able to work with Coach Tom Wiersbeth.
Yeah.
And I was able to be around him when he hit career win 600.
Right.
And that was it. At that time, that was a huge thing. And, now to put it in perspective, now I'm working with someone that has 900, which is almost fathomable to think somebody is able to do that for that long, to be that successful for that long at one place is it's pretty remarkable. I don't even know how he got to be able to do that. But obviously the talent and everything that he's built is just, it's just been out of this world.
Yeah, because Tom Wiersbe is another one you mentioned. Like, great coach, outstanding coach, and like not anywhere close to that, but that doesn't take away from what he did. That's why people need to realize how amazing it is, the level that, that Evan's at.
And I think the thing is, it's the level, but it's the longevity that he's been able to do that. I mean, he's been retired from teaching for a couple of years, but still has that passion and still wants to be able to continue to do that. And I guess that's the thing you don't see a lot anymore is when individuals retire, they may do it for another year or two, and then, you know, retirement sets in and they like to do other things. But Evan still has that grind and still comes in every day, and we still talk every day, and it's just, it's like he's still there teaching every day. It's just, he has his own life there. And then when it's basketball time, you know, it's, he just picks it right up every day and keeps going.
Well, not to mention, he was just honored at Knox, the 40th anniversary of their first women's basketball team, which he actually coached his senior year at Knox.
Yes.
so add whatever wins he had at that point as well. So again, that'll be tomorrow night between games, of course, weather permitting. Streaks hosting Olivan, of course, we'll have that for you. We'll pick up the whole ceremony here on WGIL in between games. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. So then Friday night we turn around. The boys, again, going to be a great atmosphere. The boys hosting the Rock Island Rocks in a Western Big Six game. The Western Big Six celebrating their 50th anniversary, and so they've been going to each gym this year and doing kind of a little celebratory thing. Kind of talk about what's going on Friday night.
Well, you know, when we as a conference kind of talked about how we would proceed with this, it was trying to kind of do something all similar within the same arena, so that to be fair for everybody and to be consistent, I guess is the word. So we'll have the 50-year booklets will be there, and they will be for sale. I plan on trying to get all the state trophies out, get them cleaned up, and have them on display a little bit so people can see those. We'll have the new conference logo that we've had someone make up, so we'll be able to have that on display so people will see that. And then, you know, we have an announcement that we'll read in between games to kind of honor those individuals that were either coaches, administration, or athletes that were on, you know, Western Big Six conference championship teams, regionals, and so forth. So we'll be able to, we'll have those individuals there to be able to stand and recognize them for both teams. So it's not a huge event, but it'll give people the opportunity to see a great game. We didn't play bad the first time we went up to Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping for a good game. And then, you know, like I said, we'll have the booklets for sale, and we're trying to encourage as many people to come out from both schools to be recognized for anything that they've accomplished in the last 50 years of the Western Big Six.
And Dan McCarowitz did a great job of kind of putting together this publication, the booklet's going to be. And we're going to actually have him on the show tomorrow morning just after 8:10. We're going to talk to him more about, you know, what he's put together and that type of thing. So, again, that book will be available at the game on Friday night. So we're going to talk with Dan more about kind of the history of the Western Big Six a little bit. And Dan actually is a Quincy native. He went to QND and now up in the Quad Cities working for the Argus Dispatch. But so he's obviously very familiar with the Western Big Six. So that's kind of a neat thing. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us. So we're getting to that time of year and that point where, one, things can get canceled due to the weather. Two, you get to a certain point of the season, it's really, really hard to make games up. So you do everything you can to be able to get a game in and yet keep the kids and fans safe.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of ran into that on Friday night when we went to Quincy. It was, you know, trying to predict what's coming and trying to figure out fans, not just for us, but for Quincy and trying to be safe and all that. And they were really great to work with. We were able to move the game up. We were going on a charter, so we felt good about that. I actually rode the bus up and back because I wanted to go anyways, and I felt that was appropriate for me to do that. And it worked out very well, and we were able to get there and get back before everything hit. Because then on Saturday, obviously we got hit pretty hard, and some of the other schools that were coming didn't get as much, so it kind of flip flopped, and so we lost the first day of the MLK tournament, but we were able to get Danville to come back on Monday, and we were able to have a good a good day of games, and you know, we were able to recognize all those kids that were there for that. We did something different this year with the player of the game from each team for each game, and I think the kids really appreciated that. And it was a good day. It was a good way to get something in that we kind of feared that we might lose across the board.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough thing, especially like, for instance, tomorrow night with it being Western Big Six Conference, Friday night as well. And just to the point now with the girls, after tomorrow night, there's 2 weeks left in the regular season. It is not easy to reschedule, and especially when the weather pattern is what it is, that there would be other nights that you might not be able to play anyway.
Yeah, and you know, we try to do the best we can with a timeline that we have left. You know, wrestling's going to Quincy tonight. That was supposed to go last night, so we're trying to do that. And, you know, we're trying to get everybody where they can be safely for both parties involved. And it's the same thing with practices. You know, I encourage my coaches, and we talk daily, you know, using good judgment. If kids can't get there, that's, you know, they can't get there, that's fine. But, you know, some kids live in town, some live outside of town, and we just try to do the best job. And we don't want any lower level kid, you know, teams practicing. It's varsity only, and that's the way it needs to be. And it's kind of what the storm brings. Of it might be better to practice in the morning, it might be better to, like today, it's going to be, if we're going to practice, it's going to be this afternoon where everybody can get out, the roads can get plowed, and salt can get down, and we can be a little more safe getting kids out there.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us. Yeah, the other sports you mentioned, because right now, basically, basketball, you basically have six teams playing between freshmen, fresh soft, varsity, boys and girls. You got wrestling going, you got swimming going. I mean, there's a lot that's going on this time of year.
We got Scholastic Bowl, we got the speech.
Oh, right, Scholastic
Bowl. Speech regionals are coming up, so we're planning on that. You know, so we've got, yeah, and we got the cheerleaders are competing this year, and they're going to Muhammad Seymour this Saturday, so we're trying, you know, yeah, there's just a flood of events going on, and it's trying to make sure that we got everything covered. You know, we got numbers, we got names, so we can call people and make arrangements as they come up if Mother Nature throws us another curveball.
Then also, track and field practice, didn't it officially actually just start?
Yes. They've been doing a lot of open gyms. Mm-hmm. I know they were actually supposed to start Tuesday officially, and then so that kind of keeps getting pushed back, but they've been doing weightlifting and some other things, so they're officially going to get going when we get back to school.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that'll be tomorrow and they'll get going.
And so then we're talking the indoor side of things, obviously, because you have a few meets coming up, usually at least one at Knox, a couple at Monmouth, and some other assorted at Sterling and some other places too.
Yeah, we've got the we'll kick off at Knox, mm-hmm. with a smaller indoor meets, and then we've got a Sterling. We've got the big one at Monmouth College, which is around 23 to 24 boys teams and girls teams.
Yeah, that's a huge event. Yeah.
It is. I'm excited. I've been there as a fan, but to be there as, you know, someone to help running it, I love hosting track meets, so I'm to be part of how making that thing go will be pretty intriguing for me. And Monmouth College has been great to work with. I've worked with them in the past for other events, and then obviously with Coach Hillier and Coach Chapman. I mean, they're phenomenal people to work with. So we've already been talking about, you know, what we need to get done, what I need to do, kind of our roles on putting on an event like this, because it's enormous. It's so big. I mean, they'll do the girls in the morning, the boys in the afternoon, and to keep it going. So it takes everybody to get an event like that to get started and to be able to get it done in a timely manner for everybody.
Yeah, and that's fun. Well, even if you haven't necessarily been a fan of track and field or you know, go to many meets or don't have a kid or grandchild play, it's a really cool event, though, because, one, there's some incredible athletes, and it's really cool to see a chance for the small school kids to compete against the big school kids and to see how, you know, I get to compare myself against them now and see how I can do it.
Yeah.
And quite often you get some kids that are very competitive.
Well, and you've got, you know, the big versus small, you've got those kids that have been putting the time in for a long time. For example, last year when we were at Farmington, we had an unbelievable girls track team that ended up finished second in the state as a team. But early on, it gave those young ladies an opportunity to kind of see where they were at. And obviously they were very successful. And a couple of them now are running at Monmouth College and have already started to be very successful. So it's such a huge event, and we've had to, unfortunately, have to turn away teams on a daily basis because of the competition level that is there. People want to come, but at the same time, there has to be a limit just because it, yeah. it just grows so big, and you've got to be able to get the event done in one day.
Right, right. Yeah, it's but again, it's a really cool event to see all the kids there, and it's run really well and fun to watch. So we won't be far off from baseball. I know kids have been doing workouts for that, and then the rest of the spring sports, we're not far away.
Yeah, it's I know Coach Pickerel has been doing a lot of open gyms in the evening. I know he just went to a clinic here over the weekend. So, you know, there's looks like a promising season for Coach Pick with what they've got coming back. The talent looks good. The numbers look great. Same with the softball and Coach Swanson. He's you know, I think got a lot of returners coming back from last year's team that played in the regional championship. So I know he's looking forward to having some success this year, and we're actually going to be hosting the softball regional. So I kind of told him the dad the other day, so I think that'll be exciting to be able to have that at home. And yeah, then you got soccer, and you got tennis, and yeah. It's one door closes, another one will get going. And I just, you know, as I look outside, I kind of like, oh gosh, I hope we don't have like last year where we had about right. a 2.5 week went, you know, weeks where we weren't able to do anything.
Yeah. Hopefully we're getting rid of all this cold and snow now, and we won't have that to deal with for the spring sports.
Yep.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director. And, of course, we'll talk more about those sports as that season grows near. So, again, tomorrow night, honoring Evan Massey for his 900th victory. That'll be between the sophomore and varsity games. Of course, weather permitting, the Streaks hosting Alleman, and the sophomores will tip off at 5 o'clock, so in between games. And then Friday night at the boys' game, they're hosting Rock Island at John Thiel Gym, and honoring of the 50th anniversary, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Western Big Six Conference, and of course, those athletes and coaches, administrators at Galesburg with conference championships and whatnot. So sounds like a couple of good nights. Hopefully, we get a lot of fans out.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, we've got our last shootout of the year, and we've got a boys and girls shootout, yeah. and we've got a Byron's coming down, and you know they won state a couple years ago for girls. We've got Alton, Rocky, us, Dixon, Bloomington Central Catholics coming over. They've got a really good team this year. And the other thing about what we're able to do here at Galesburg with shootouts is teams can bring lower level teams,
yeah.
because a lot of times you get stuck with only varsities playing, but with the field house we're able to play sophomores, and on Saturday we've actually got a couple freshman games, we've got a couple sophomore games, and then the varsity. So we've got a full day of games. Looks like we're going to be okay. And Lewiston's coming over. They've only lost one game this year. They're ranked in the top, I think top five in class 1A. And Eastland's coming, and they've been at the state tournament. So if you're looking to see good basketball from, you know, class A to 2 to 3A and some 4A, it'll be a good day to come out and watch.
Yeah, boys and girls, if you're a basketball junkie, that is definitely a day for you. Eric, always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming out in this nasty weather here this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.